VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. At least two people have been killed and 10 injured in an attack on the headquarters of Libya's state oil firm Monday. The building is near the center of the capital, Tripoli. It caught fire, but was quickly surrounded by security forces. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack. It's the first of its kind against Libya's national oil corporation. More than 100 migrants died when two rubber boats carrying them failed in the Mediterranean Sea off the coast of Libya earlier this month. The international aid agency Doctors Without Borders said in a report on its website Monday that most of the migrants were from Sudan, Mali, Nigeria, Cameroon, Ghana, Libya, Algeria, and Egypt. Survivors being treated by the aid group said one of the boats had engine failure, while the other sprang a leak and began to sink. A car bomb exploded in the Hodan district headquarters of the Somali capital Mogadishu on Monday, causing massive destruction. At least six people were killed. Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. The UN said Monday that 30,000 people have fled their homes in northwest Syria this month to escape an assault by the government and allied forces on Idlib, the last region of the country still under the control of rebels. The combined forces of Syria and Russia have increased their bombardment of Idlib province and parts of nearby Hama over the past few days. The region is held by anti-government groups associated with al-Qaeda as well as rival factions. Syrian government troops have been massing around the region over the past few weeks. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has sent a letter requesting a second meeting with President Trump. On Monday, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said the letter was very warm and very positive. This is VOA News. The Trump administration said Monday it would refuse to cooperate in any way with the International Criminal Court in The Hague. The court has been threatening to carry out an investigation into allegations of war crimes by U.S. military and intelligence personnel in Afghanistan. National Security Advisor John Bolton told the Conservative Federalist Society in Washington Monday that the court should not have jurisdiction over Americans or people from other nations that did not ratify the treaty that created the court.
I want to deliver a clear and unambiguous message on behalf of the President of the United States. The United States will use any means necessary to protect our citizens and those of our allies from unjust prosecution by this illegitimate court. We will not cooperate with the ICC. We will provide no assistance to the ICC, and we certainly will not join the ICC.
Bolton also said the State Department is shutting down a Palestinian Liberation Organization office in Washington in response to Palestinian efforts to have the ICC prosecute Israeli actions. His own chief executive, economist, that is, says President Trump got his numbers wrong in a tweet this morning. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president tweeted the GDP rate, 4.2%, is higher than the unemployment rate, 3.9%, for the first time in over 100 years. That's simply not true.
What is true is that it's the highest in 10 years.
Kevin Hassett chairs the Council of Economic Advisors here at the White House.
And at some point, somebody probably conveyed it to him, adding a zero to that, and they shouldn't have done that.
Hassett says he doesn't know where the number came from.
From the initial fact to what the president said, that I don't know the whole chain of command.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The American East Coast is preparing for a powerful hurricane. Associated Press correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Hurricane Florence is getting stronger fast, and it could hit anywhere from the Carolinas to the Mid-Atlantic by Thursday. The National Hurricane Center is warning this could be a fierce Category 4 storm as it comes ashore. The Hurricane Center's Daniel Brown.
Residents essentially from Georgia through the Carolinas and even into the Mid-Atlantic states need to be paying close attention to the forecast for Florence.
Carnival Cruise Lines rerouted its cruise ships. The University of North Carolina at Wilmington canceled classes. And the Marines at Camp Lejeune in North Carolina urged personnel to prepare for what's ahead.
You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.